Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together there were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two of the other of his disciples. Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." And they said to them, "We'll come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. And when it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" And they answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast your net over the right side of the boat and you'll find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the great number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. And the other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring me some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over, took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Remember the photo when Abdul-Hamid Yusef cradles his twins, Aya and Ahmad, in the Syrian gas attack, thinking at first they were still alive and he could hug them? An ordinary act filled with love, powerlessness, and then loss. I remember when my dad died, there were a few days until the funeral. What could you do as you wait? Clean the house, do ordinary things, and basically not know what to do. There was a sense of powerlessness and loss. Peter and the disciples were at loose ends after the death of Jesus, so it is little surprise that they went to do what they knew best. "I'm going fishing. We'll come too." But they were powerless to catch anything without Jesus. In a sense, their attention was distracted, and the result was mindless, empty nets. They heard a voice to cast the nets on the other side, and just did so without question or complaint, and the catch was great. The beloved disciple recognized the source of the voice and the catch. So Peter got dressed to jump in head first and get all wet. The others tended to what was necessary with the large catch. As a community, as with the nets, there was no division or tearing, just a coming together with Jesus to do the ordinary, to eat breakfast, a barbecue on the beach. Today we have celebrated the Easter mysteries, which the disciples had not yet fully comprehended. Jesus was risen and alive. And like the disciples, perhaps we do not fully comprehend it. We're surrounded by threats of war, the visions of suffering from Syria, San Bernardino, to our own neighborhoods, to Facebook murders. Easter is about living into the mystery of death and resurrection. And Easter calls us to do the ordinary things with an extraordinary blessing of Christ's presence, willing to unite us and love us into being. Can we believe that beyond the present darkness, the risen one is within us and will make all the difference?